There have been a lot of sewage spills lately, and the state reports them on a website when it becomes aware of an overflow from a municipal sewage system. But it can be really hard to find out where those overflows are, and the state has no real-time alert to let people know when a spill has happened and water might be contaminated. VPR has been reporting on this problem all summer, so our own web developer, Sarah Simon, got on the case, and she's created a Twitter bot. Sarah, hi, tell us what that actually means, what a Twitter bot actually is.
Hi, Jane, sure. So twice a day, this Twitter bot takes a look at the water waste inventory site for Vermont to see if there are any new spills. If there are, it will tweet those. And if not, it sends me an email that's basically, hi, I checked, there's nothing new to tweet, so that I know that the Twitter bot is still checking, it's still working, and nothing's broken. So basically, if there is a new spill on the site that's reported, the Twitter bot takes the important information from that spill and formats it into a 140-character tweet that then is sent out to everybody who follows the Dirty Water VT Twitter handle.
If it's checking twice a day and then telling you, hey, Sarah, no worries, all's cool here, that sounds almost nefarious, like you've created some superhuman. I mean, we even call it a bot.
Yes. The only reason I have it do that is because I didn't want to just be wondering, okay, I'm not seeing any new tweets. I have no idea if this is either working and there are no new spills or if it's completely broken. So I wanted that peace of mind to be able to say, okay, all's good. I don't need to worry about anything. The bot is working according to plan.
Is twice a day enough, do you think?
That's a good question. Now, twice a day is certainly more than what the water waste inventory site is sending to everybody because they're not sending anything. So I've tested with a lot of different times of day, and I've tested with, you know, 4 or 5 times a day, which would obviously be ideal, right, to get this news out as fast as possible. But the thing with technology is that servers can't necessarily handle that much interaction from our site to theirs, and twice a day seems like it's the best fit to keep everything running.
All right, tell us honestly, Sarah, you actually took down their server.
I'm not totally sure. So I did something. It was running, I think, maybe like 20 minutes, you know, every 20 minutes. And because I wanted this to be, you know, as close to a real-time thing as I could. And all of a sudden, I got an error message back that said, you cannot scrape this anymore. And I took a look at their site, and their site was not up. And but you know what? I turned the bot off, and their site came back on in a few minutes. So I still, to this day, it might have been a coincidence.
Yeah. And if people are not programmers and they just want to follow the bot and find out when there might be a sewage overflow in Vermont that might affect them and where they swim or recreate, where do they find it?
Now, that's on the Twitter website, and the handle is DirtyWaterVT.
That's VPR web developer Sarah Simon. Thank you so much, Sarah.
Thanks, Jane.